Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. We are up to Sif Dalet, the top line on page 116. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Mutter lahaniach ner shel Shabbos mi bodyom agabe ilon. One is allowed to put the Shabbos candles before Shabbos on top of on a tree. V'yidlak sham b'Shabbos, and it will be lit over there on Shabbos. Delekelum meichash. Because we don't have to be concerned that when the candle goes out, he's going to take the candle from the tree. And it's going to turn out that he was being mishtamish with the mechuber, with a tree. So again, the reason is, as we'll see the Mishabura, since a candle that goes out on Shabbos is muktzah, so we're not worried he's going to come take it on Shabbos off the tree when it gets extinguished, and that would be a problem of being mishtamish b'mechuber. Aval ein manichin ner shel yom tov agabe ilan. However, you cannot place the yontiv candles on a tree. The shakil umanach lev and nimsa mishtamish b'ilan. Since a candle that gets extinguished on yontiv is not muktzah, so there's a concern, since it's not muktzah, he might take it off the tree and he's going to be using the tree on yontiv, which is not allowed. So Shabbos, it is mutter to leave the candle there, and on yontif it is aser. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Chaf, on Shabbos lekele mechash, to hakaim alone, because we hold the ner shed liku bo b'oser Shabbos aslo taltalo. A candle that was lit at Shabbos, it's aser to move it. Afilu la'achash akava, even after it gets extinguished, ukid l'kama b'simen reish ayin tes, like we'll see later in reish ayin tes. So again, since there's no concern you're going to take it off, since it's muktzah, you are allowed to, yes, leave the Shabbos candles on the tree when Shabbos comes in. Masha'en came by Yontif, Sifkadon Chaf Alava, in Manichin, Rasalom Rafilu Lanicho Mi Erev Yomtov. Even to leave the Yontif candles there from before Yontif is going to be a problem. Uklakamon Besimen Tov Kuf Yudalad, Sivav, again, because on Yontif the candle that goes out is not Muksa, so you might take it off, and then you'll be over the Isser of being Mishtamish B'ilon. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sivhei, Mutter Lichbos Ka'ora Agabe Haner B'Shabbos. One is allowed to flip over a bowl onto a candle on Shabbos, kidei shelo yechos ha'ur bakora, in order that the fire should not catch on to the beam that is above it. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Chav Beis, you're allowed to flip over the ka'ora shel cheres. If this bowl is made out of pottery, it is mutter. Avel shel matachos aser, but if the bowl is made out of metal, it's forbidden. Ki hamechamo chayav mishamavir, because one who heats up a metal kli on Shabbos is over the Isra of Mavir. In lo b'mokom sheish locho sheyovo idea had locho idea sakanas nafashos. Unless, of course, you're worried that it might lead to sakanas nafashos and nothing else to use except for a metal kli, then it's mutter b'chogavni, then obviously it would be permissible in all cases, even with the metal kli. Sivkaton chav gimel. The reason why you're turning the kli over the nair is so it shouldn't catch the beam that's on top of it. So says the Mishabura, V'af agav denotel ha-kli l'tzarech ha-kora she'en anitelas b'Shabbos. But here you're moving the kli, which is not muktzah, but you're doing it in order to benefit something that is muktzah, because the beam of the house is muktzah. You're flipping over a kli for the purposes of something that is muktzah. So that might be a concern. So says the Mishabura, it's not a problem because Kaimulon, we hold the kli nitol afilu l'tzara dover she'enu nitol. We hold you are allowed to move a kli that itself is not muktzah, even if the purpose of the moving the non-muktzah kli is for something else that is not allowed to be moved, which is muktzah. There is a machlokas whether a kli is nitol l'tzara dover she'enu nitol or not, and we hold that it is okay, and therefore you can move the kli that's not muktzah to flip it over the candle, even though you're doing it to save the kora, which is muktzah. Again, the purpose was shelo yechos ha'ur bakora. We don't want the fire to catch the beam. It could be that you want to flip the kli over the candle for some other reason. For example, it bothers your eyes, the light of the candle, or any other reason, it's going to be fine. You just want to be careful to leave a little bit of airspace between the kli that you're flipping over and the candle. The because if you stuff it all the way down, and you take out all the air that's there, the candle is going to be extinguished. That concludes Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. And now we begin Siman Reish Ayin Ches. Again, on page 116, Sheyochol Lechabos Hanir Bishvil Achola. So the topic is, almost as long as the Siman, that you are allowed to extinguish a candle for a chola. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Mutter Lechabos Hanir Bishvil Sheyishin Achola Sheyesh Bo Sakona. One is allowed to extinguish a candle in order that a chola Sheyesh Bo Sakona should be able to sleep. Now, before I read the Mishaburah, I'd like to read a Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha at the bottom of the page of Amasko Bishvil Sheishan, he points out, L'chora lo hoya lo litlos klal b'chola sheish bo sakona. L'chora the Mechaber should not have depended his din on what the status of the chola is if it's yesh bo sakona. Rak bi'im ayidei minyas ha'sheina yovo lidei sakona sharivim lavasar. The Mechaber should have said, if holding back sleep is going to be sakana, so you're allowed to extinguish the candle so he can sleep and save his life. And if not, it's going to be usur. It should have been tolui in that the sleep is the thing that's going to save his life or not. The way the Mechaber writes it, is just that you have a cholash yishbo sakana, so you're allowed to turn off the light for him. But it's not that turning off the light is saving his life. So it should have written it in a way that by turning off the light and allowing him to sleep, you're saving his life. And if not, it's going to be usur. The chain ra'isi la'echad shakasav kain. I saw one mefarish that actually writes it that way. Umashma shum mefarish kain divrei ha'gemara v'shulchan aruch. And it seems that this pshat, the one who explains this pshat, understands that that is what's going on in the gemara and the shulchan aruch. But says the Chavetz Chaim, avel ani az da'iti l'shon ha'gemara v'shulchan aruch hu kepshuto mamish. But according to what I understand, says the Chavetz Chaim, the gemara and the shulchan aruch have to be understood as they are written. The atam and the reason is, again, the way they are written is that any cholash sheish bo sakana, not that the light on or off is going to save or not save him, but if he's a cholash sheish bo sakana, for any reason, you're allowed to turn the light off so he can sleep. Not that the turning the light off is saving his life. Says in the Shabura, the reason is, the Chavetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, Mishum d'sheina yofa l'chola k'mo sh'amru chazal. Sleep is good for a chola, like Chazal tell us. Therefore, for a stam cholah sheish bo sakana, they allow you to extinguish the candle so you can sleep. Because it's likely he'll be able to get healed through that. V'gam al koponim lichyos chai shor yoser b'shvil zeh. At the very least, he'll be able to extend a few moments of life because of this. The gam al zeh nitan Shabbos lidochos. Even for an extension of life for a few moments, you're allowed to be docha Shabbos. Ubilti hashena efsher sheyichbar olav acholi v'yistaken yoser. And without having him go to sleep, it's possible that his choli will get stronger and will become a greater sakana. Mil, however, afilu b'chola she'em bo sakana. Even if it will be a chola that's not in sakana, im harofe omer shayidei minias hashena yizgaber olav acholi yoser. If the doctor says by not sleeping, the choli is going to get worse. The efsher sheyovo aydezel de sakana and it could possibly lead to sakana. So gamze shari, then it will be mutter to extinguish the candle for the cholah she'embo sakana throughout the sleep, so he does not develop into a cholah she'embo sakana. Vashulchan aruch kamash mulon de becholah misukan gam mistamashari. The chiddush of the mechaber over here is if the cholah she'embo sakana, even without a doctor saying anything, and it's not that the way to save his life is through sleep, but just a stam cholah she'embo sakana, you are allowed to extinguish the light so that he can go to sleep. So now let's begin the Mishaburah again on the Mechaber that says, for a stam cholash yesh basakana, you're allowed to turn off the lights. You're allowed to extinguish the candle. So says the Mishaburah of Katan Aleph, I am the Rambam of Pirish HaMishnah Shakasav. Look in the Rambam and the Pirish of Mishnayos who writes, the dafka b'shi'iyav shor lahutzi achol l'mokam acher. You can't just stam extinguish a candle. It's only talking about a case where you can't get the cholah moved to another place. O lahastir ha'or mimenu, to block the light from him, block the candle from him. Rotzalomer aydei kviyas kli al gaba. For example, that you can't place some kind of kli over it to block out the light. Ukel el besof asimen ayin shom, like we just said in the end of the last simen. O aydei hotza lacheder acher, or by moving the candle out to another room. The ilav hachi, if one of these possibilities were there to move the cholah, to move the candle, to cover the candle, bevada yoser tov l'taltel muktza, for sure it would be better to be taltel muktza, to move the candle, milavar al iser kviya, than to be over the iser daraisa of extinguishing the ayin bebir halacha. Sifkatan beis, l'chabos haner, you are allowed to extinguish the candle. Ukeshe yokitz achar kach, when he awakens afterwards, mutter lidlo kaner bishvilo, you are allowed to light the candle for him. Ubechol zeh, and in all these cases, im eino yehudim mezuman lefanov, if there is a guy there available, the efshar lasos al yodo b'li ichor, and you could have the guy do the extinguishing of the lighting without any delay, yase al yodo, you should have the guy do it. That is Simon Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis Bahagod. That is the Ramah later on. Now, if you turn the page and look at note number 4, a very important note. So the Ramah says over there that if a guy could do it without a delay, have the guy do it. Shom Kosav HaRamah Shekein Hu Aminug Kidvaro B'Mokom She'en Locho She'is Atzel. Says the Ramah later on, that's the minug, that have a guy do it in a place where you're not concerned that he'll be lazy and he'll do it right away, just like the Yisrael. Ubishem ha-taz, kosovah mishabur ha-shana, mishabur over there brings the taz, she'ein zeh minug vasikin, that is not the proper minug. Eliyesh lasos es ha-malocha al-yidei Yisrael. It's better to have a Yisrael do the malacha. Kevan shem mistaber, she is dares b'davar yoser. It's very logical that the Yisrael is going to have more zrizus. V'kol she'yesh sakona v'adoyis. And anytime you have a vaday sakana, afilu ein bechilu haShabbos el asafik atzala. Even if what you're doing to try to save him is only a safik, you're going to save him. Kol hazores harezem meshubach. Anyone who zores, that is praiseworthy. So very important machlokas over here. The Ramah and the Taz. If there's a guy there who could do it just as well as the Yisrael without a delay, so the Ramah says have the guy do it, and the Taz says no, the Yisrael should do it because lemaisa he's going to be more with more zrizus. Now if you skip down two paragraphs, that little paragraph with 1.5 lines, Ulamaisa Kasab Shevet Alevi. Ravozna writes Lamaisa Shilimro Shaloche Kataz, that although the halacha is like the Taz, that the Israel should do it, Minaga Olam Karamah, the Minaga Olam Lamaisa is if there's a guy there, you have the guy do it. I'd like to read a little bit more in the note. The next line says, Ukishaev Shar Lasos as a Malocha Ide Shinui. Same idea. If you're able to do Malocha for the Cholesh Yishbo Sakana by using a Shinui, the Ramah says there as well, Shiesh Lasos Ba'ofenze, you should do with a Shinui. One more very important point is the next paragraph, Ukishemechalo Shabbos at Sarapiko Nefesh Ide Shinui. If one is being Mechal Shabbos through a Shinui to save someone's life, Shlomo Zalman says, Sheyesh lefarsim bifnei hanuchachim, you should advertise in front of anyone who's there, Shebeemes mutter lechalos a Shabbos afilu below Shinui. You're doing a Shinui because you know you could do the Shinui, there won't be any delay. But you should announce to everyone there, they shouldn't learn from you that Sakonas Tafasha should use a Shinui. So you announce to them that really this is mutter without a Shinui. If you're worried that the shinui is going to cause any delay, you're allowed without a shinui. The chain kasva taz hanal, the taz that we mentioned before says the same thing. If you're following the Ramah, which is the minug, says Rav Ozner, and you're having a guy do it, you should advertise to all those who are around, everyone should know that you could be mechal Shabbos to save someone's life, even though you happen to be using a guy, because in this case it works out just the same, but you certainly should announce to everyone that they should be mechal Shabbos and they shouldn't start looking for a guy and put someone in danger. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitis of Katan Gimel, on the third to last line of 116, we said this is all mutter for a cholesh yesh basakana. She pikuach nefesh locha Shabbos. As we know, pikuach nefesh pushes aside Shabbos, like we'll see later in Simen Shin Chav Ches. V'hu adin kishe misyare mipnei listim. And the same din is true if you're afraid of robbers. Shelo yavo alav yarguhu. You're afraid robbers are going to come and they're going to kill you. V'ein lo eitza lahastir asa'or. They're coming after you. They see a candle there. You have no way to hide the candle. That's also sakana stafashos. Gam kein mutter l'chabos. So it's not like a cholesh yesh sakana. Anytime there's a candle that needs to be extinguished to save someone's life, you would be allowed to extinguish it. Kasu ha'achronim dehu adin b'shil cholesh who safek sakana gam kemut al-chabos. The achronim write, if there's a cholo, that's a safek, if it's a sakana or not, so then also it is mutter to extinguish the candle. Avol, b'shvil cholesh she'ein bo sakana, but if there's a regular chola, he's bedridden, but he's not b'sakana, osur l'chabos l'kuyam, according to everyone, you are not allowed to extinguish a candle. V'afilu la'poskim desvirlu de'ein al-kibui chiyuv chatos. Even according to the poskim that say by extinguishing and not over an issa daraisa, there's no chi of chatos if it's done b'shogig. Mishum da havi malocha she'ein tzarech l'gufa, because always extinguishing, as we'll explain in a moment, is considered a malocha she'ein tzarech l'gufa, so it's not an issa daraisa. Afilu hachi asim divei sofer v'levaisa, it is still asim in the rabbanan, and you cannot do it for a chola she'ein bo sakana. And now he explains why is extinguishing a candle considered a malacha she'en tzarech l'gufa. So says the Chafetz Chaim, "Lukach nikreis malacha she'en tzarech l'gufa." For the following reason, extinguishing is considered a malacha she'en tzarech l'gufa. Sharei ein tzarech l'tachlis hamalacha. You don't need the tachlis of the malacha. Ki ein tzarech l'kibui bishul atzmo. You don't need the extinguishing for itself, for the item that is extinguished. You're extinguishing the candle for some side reason. For example, you want the chola to sleep. You don't want the light out per se. You just want it out so he can sleep. The benefit is so he can sleep. Or you want to save the oil. You want to save it for later. You don't want it all to burn out. So you're extinguishing again for a side reason to save the oil. Or you're concerned about the pottery of the nair, that it shouldn't get ruined because of the strength of the hadlaka. Or you're extinguishing wood that's burning because you're concerned to save the wood. Or you're extinguishing the fire because you're worried your money's going to get lost. You're worried things are going to get burnt down. All these examples of why someone would put out a fire, those are all considered malacha she'enetzul hagufa. Sharei eino mechavin l'tachlas hamalacha atzma. You don't want the etzem thing extinguished. You just want not to be harmed in the other ways. V'chein hadimyon b'shar malachos. And the same idea is true. Very important mishnah berurah l'gabi other malachos. Malacha she'enetzul hagufa yinah chayiv. Okay, go on for example. Hachofer guma, one who digs a hole. The ein tzarech el lafara. You want the dirt. You don't want the hole. You want the dirt. The malacha is making a hole, but you're doing a malacha. You don't really want the malacha. Shamalacha hi aguma. The malacha is the hole. The chayev bebayis mishum bona. If you make a hole in the house and you want the hole, you're chayev because of bona. Ubasada mishum choresh. And in the field, you're chayev because of plowing. The kevan the ein tzarech laguma. Since you only want the dirt, you don't really want the hole. Have a malacha she'ein tzarech lagufa. That is also malacha she'ein tzarech lagufa, and that would not be a daraisa according to most poskim. The ein lacha kibui atzarech lagufo. Now he's going to give an example of when extinguishing would be a malacha she'ein tzarech lagufo. There is no case of extinguishing that's considered tzarech lagufo. Elokeshu mechabe eitzim kedei lasos mehem pechamim. It's only when you're extinguishing pieces of wood because you want to make coals. The way you make coals is you light a piece of wood on fire and then you extinguish it. So you extinguish it for the etzem item that's being extinguished, not for a side reason. That's when kibwe would be a malacha shetzrich lagufa. The halozet tzarech lagufa malacha. You want the gufa of the malacha that you're doing right now. Sharei efshar lasas bechamim lo shiachabe. You can't make coals unless you extinguish. So that's when it would be an issur d'oraisa according to everyone. So too, if you're extinguishing a wick because you want it to be able to relight better, you want to do the hifuv. You want to extinguish it so that when you relight it, it will light better. So that way, you're also extinguishing it because you want this thing extinguished. That also would be a malacha shetzrich lagufa. All that we just wrote now, that it's a malacha shetzrich lagufa, it's not the raisa, that's all true according to many poskim. However, the famous Rambam, Rambam posek the malacha she'en tzarech lagufa chayev aleihu. The Rambam argues he owes a malacha she'en tzarech lagufa. You are chayev; it isn't issur daraisa. V'afilu la'poskim anal. And even according to the posting that we just mentioned, that hold it's not a daraisa. Isser kviya chomer mishar isser derabanan. The malacha of extinguishing is more chomer than other isser derabanan. Kevan the yesh bo tzad chiyuv l'kuyamba. There is a tzad chiyuv, meaning if your kavana is a little different, it would be a daraisa. So the maisa you're doing is a maisa. Right now, your kavana makes it derabanan, but if you had a different kavana, the maisa you're doing would be a daraisa. So even the ones who say when it's a malacha shein etzul gufa, it's not chayav echad, it's only derabanan, but it is more chomer than other derabanans because it is shayach to a daraisa. We will stop there and continue next time with Simon Reish Ayin Tes, Bez Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.